Psalm 51. A tremendous recorded prayer. And of course, well known to you is the context. This is a prayer that it was offered up by King David upon his exposure, subsequent repentance for his sin. I want to read for several verses. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me, and then the next word upon which we will focus tonight, wash me throughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. The context, I believe, admits of multiple transgressions. There are at least three that I can highlight and speculate on another element of that. Number one, there was certainly the immorality with regard to the woman. One occasion. Number two, there is the incident surrounding her husband's death. Three, the entire occasion provided for the blasphemy of God simply because of who had sinned. But I do believe beyond that, and I think probably with some degree of certainty that there were multiple transgressions with regard to Bathsheba. I do not believe that there was a single occurrence with her. What is recorded, of course, is indisputable. And while I do not believe it's impossible for a single encounter to result in a pregnancy, it's not likely. When I look at the text here, the word multiple comes into mind in his prayer. He says, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. The multitude of thy tender mercies. Then he mentions transgressions in the plural. Perhaps even repeated occasions. And then there is the word throughly. And here's some comforting instruction as I look at this regarding the unlimited measure of God's grace. The word throughly is rabbah, and it means to increase or to administrate abundantly, to multiply. In the Old Testament, there are like 211 mentions of it. But the dominant usage throughout the New Testament is the word multiply. And so when you read this verse 2, I want you to study with me tonight. We're going to use an old, tried, true method of scripture interpretation and let one scripture interpret another. And as we do that, that we might get a more acute sense of what he's actually praying for. And again, see there the boundless limit, unlimited demonstration of the grace of God. The first mention in the Bible, you want to maybe open your Bibles and want to look at these references yourself. You can hear me and that's fine, but if you see it and hear it, that's doubly fine. The first mention's in Genesis 1 verse 22. Genesis 1 verse 22. You will find the Hebrew word rabbah in the word multiply. Verse 22, God blessed them saying, be fruitful and multiply. and fill the waters in the seas. It's twice used in Genesis 3 and verse 16, if you look there. Twice used in Genesis 3:16. Side by side, there's a double insert. Verse 16 says, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow. The two words, greatly and multiply. In Genesis 7, verses 17 and 18. Genesis 7, verse 17 and 18. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters, and here's the word Rabbah, the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth, and the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. Now there's an illustration of that in Genesis 41, verse 49. Or before you go there, just track over to the 16th chapter. I don't want to skip this one. 16:10. Genesis 16:10, the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly. Twice there in that verse. Multiply exceedingly. Now, go to Genesis 41:49. Genesis 41, verse 49. And you have an illustration of those usages of Rabbah in all the verses that we've just mentioned in verse 49. Joseph gathered corn. Here's the illustration. As the sand of the sea. Very much. Very much. And then it goes on to say, until he left numbering, for it was without number. Now there's an illustration of what we've said so far, and it gives some little bit of an insight into the boundlessness of the grace of God. Now when David says, wash me throughly, wash me exceedingly, wash me and 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 wash me again. It almost sounds like David is paranoid, but really not. So when you apply this to grace, come over there to Exodus 30. Exodus 30, verse 15. Exodus 30, verse 15. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. Verse 15 just cites, the rich shall not give more. And when you think about grace, he giveth more grace. When you think about Exodus 36:5, just look at that verse. Again, how this plays out. Exodus 36 and verse number 5. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work. Much more. Much more. Wash me throughly from mine iniquities. Now there are several places when we get into Samuel. Real quick, would you please look at 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 12. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 12. You want to put all these little translations in these by the different authors in the different books and put it all together, make a composite. In 1 Samuel 1 verse 11, she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give into thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life and there shall no more razor come upon his head. Verse 12 says, it came to pass as she continued, now there's Rabbah, she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. So there's the continued. In 1 Samuel 26, verse 26, pardon me, 1 Samuel 26, the verse is 21. 26, 21. Verse 21 says, then said Saul, I have sinned. Return my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. There's the word. Exceedingly. So wash me throughly from mine iniquity. Rabbah, exceedingly. Then in 2 Samuel chapter 12, 2 Samuel chapter 12, and verse number 30. Verse number 30. And he took their king's crown from off his head, the weight of it whereof was a talent of gold with the precious stones, and it was set on David's head, and he brought forth the spoil of the city in great abundance. Abundance. And we can go on from there. We can look in 2 Chronicles 33, 24, verse 23 there, where the word appears this way, translated more and more. So, David's prayer goes this way. Wash me throughly from mine iniquity. Wash me continuously. Wash me exceedingly. Wash me abundantly. Wash me more and more and more. And if you picture the ancient laundry method, the fooler, you know, is the ancient laundry guy. And the method typically would involve taking the thing to be cleansed and applying the cleansing agent, but then using the feet to stomp out the dirt. And so the laundry guy is going to keep stomping and stomping and stomping. He's going to continue it. He's going to get it all stomped out depending on the degree of the stain. And it is here when David prays, wash me throughly, wash me again and again and again, more and more and more, multiply times multiply times multiply times multiply, because he believed that his transgressions were so dark and so deep that they needed that exceeding effort on the part of the gracious God of heaven to cleanse his soul. Wash me throughly, more and more, much more, abundantly, exceedingly, continuing the process over and over again as the sand of the sea. Very much, wash me throughly. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Reminds me of a hymn, or not a hymn, but a song that I believe I think first heard it at college. Think of the man who came with a French horn. Mike Coyle. Was a great vocalist, instrumentalist. And the first time I heard this song says, he giveth more grace. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. His love hath no limit. His grace hath no measure. His power hath no boundary known unto man. He giveth and giveth and giveth again. And so when we look at Psalm 51, verse 2, again, allowing that the context where David was concerned involved more than one transgression, and certainly at least a minimum of three notable ones, but probably there was a long, I don't say long, but an affair there that exceeded a one-night stand, as they say. And after it was all done, and he was exposed by the prophet Nathan, and brought to realize what it was he did, these words out of Psalm 51 come out of a heart of remorse, a heart that is repentant. And we need, as we read that, to be reminded that our God is a God of grace that has absolutely no limit. None. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, would you please tonight direct us and prepare us for the days that are ahead. We trust you, we rely upon you, and we wait for you. And our prayer, Lord, even as we finish out this Wednesday night, even so come today. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.